Today's devotional, the power of the number three. The number three holds deep significance in Scripture, symbolizing completeness, divine perfection, and the power of God's presence. It often highlights crucial moments in the Bible, reinforcing God's nature, His purposes, and our role as His people. Let's explore the spiritual depth of the number three. The first one is the Trinity. Everyone knows about the Trinity, right? Even though it's not a word found in the Bible, it means divine perfection. The number three represents the triune nature of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Matthew 28:19. The Trinity reflects God's perfect unity and diversity in His nature. He exists in perfect harmony. Yet each part of the Trinity has a distinct role, working together for the fullness of His will. Number two, resurrection and new life. Jesus rose from the dead on the third day, symbolizing the power of new life and victory over death. For He was buried and He was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the scripture said, 1 Corinthians 15:4. The third day signifies transformation and hope. Just as Jesus was resurrected, we too are offered new life in Him. This number reminds us of God's power to restore and redeem. Number three, for the number three. The Bible often uses the number three to signify completeness and wholeness in a situation. But Jonah was inside the fish for 3 days and three nights, Jonah 1:17. Jonah's experience in the belly of the fish was a journey of reflection, repentance, and renewal. It took 3 days for him to reach a point of transformation, symbolizing that God brings about full restoration in His time. Number four, God's presence in crisis. The number three is also associated with God's presence in the midst of trial and crisis. Look, he answered, I see four men unbound walking around in the fire unharmed, and the fourth looks like a god. Daniel 3:25. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego faced the fiery furnace as three men, but in their trial, God's presence was with them. The number three here points to the fact that God stands with us in difficult moments, making His power known. It is important to know that three is in so many other areas. Jesus died at 3 p.m. His ministry was about 3.5 years. He rose on the third day. He had three disciples, Peter, James, and John, that were with Him. That number three is found in everything. It shows the power of God. It shows His signature. And that's why I believe that whenever you are encountered by three, it's a good moment for you to reflect and say, wow, Lord, You're speaking to me, even by way of numbers. Father, thank You for the perfect completeness found in number three. We stand in awe of Your power, of Your presence, and of Your divine perfection. May we grow in our understanding of Your triune nature and experience the resurrection power that brings new life. In moments of crisis, remind us that You are with us, making all things whole. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. The number three reveals the fullness of God's character and His divine purpose. It symbolizes completeness, resurrection, and His abiding presence in every trial. As you reflect on the number three, let it remind you that God's perfect work is being done in your life, and His power is made perfect even in your most challenging moments. Be blessed and be encouraged.